Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, June 30th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Bitwarden. Leading off today, according to the latest Power On newsletter from Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, Apple still has a couple of more iOS 26 features in the pipeline. These features weren't announced at WWDC, though they were heavily rumored, and they should still arrive in the coming months. The first feature is an upgrade to how you connect to public Wi-Fi networks like the Wi-Fi networks you find in a hotel. Gurman explains that when you go to a hotel or an office building, you're often asked to fill out a web form on all of your devices before you can access the internet. For instance, when you go to a hotel and connect to their Wi-Fi, you often have to enter your name, your room number, and maybe your email address. The new feature coming to iOS 26 will let you enter that information on one device, then have it synced to your other products so you don't need to re-enter it every time. The other new feature rumored for iOS 26 and still coming later this year, according to Gurman, is live translation for AirPods. Apple did announce several upgrades to translation at WWDC, including a new live translation feature for phone calls. This new live translation feature for AirPods will be able to translate a live, in-person conversation from one language to another. As for why Apple didn't announce these features at WWDC, Gurman explains that Apple was careful to not announce anything that wasn't close to shipping, either in the first version of iOS 26 or an update soon after. The company didn't want to risk repeating WWDC 24, where it announced several features, including some flagship features, that were ultimately delayed by months or have still yet to launch. In other news today, whatever you think about Apple's in-your-face advertising tactics, the F1 movie is set to be its biggest movie launch ever by a wide margin. Early estimates show that the F1 movie is set to take in about $145 million in its opening weekend at the box office, with $55.6 million domestically. This easily outperforms Apple's previous theatrical releases, and it sets the movie on a path to exceed the gross box office of all previous Apple films combined. Apple releases almost all of its original films in small-scale showings for some easy press attention and to get awards eligibility. More recently, it has tried its hand at true worldwide theatrical runs, covering thousands of screens worldwide. It did so with films like Killers of the Flower Moon, Napoleon, Argyle, and Fly Me to the Moon. F1 makes all of those previous attempts look small scale. It's launching with a $145 million opening, already doubling its previous best outing of Napoleon. With such a strong start, the industry analysts now estimate a worldwide gross box office finish for F1 in the range of $500 to $600 million. If it crosses the $517 million mark, that means it would outperform the combined takings of all four previous theatrical Apple original films to date. So if you're interested and swayed by the hype, you can head to a theater today to see F1 the movie, and it's not expected to come to Apple TV Plus until October of 2025. We are sponsored this week by Bitwarden, the trusted solution for password, passkey, and secrets management. Bitwarden helps individuals and businesses take control of their digital security with tools that make managing strong, unique credentials simple across all devices. That includes desktop, browser, iOS, Android, Apple Watch, and Apple Vision Pro. With features like end-to-end encryption, secure autofill, and enterprise SSO, Bitwarden protects you from phishing attacks and data breaches. Over 55% of people have abandoned logging into accounts because they forgot a password, and 60% say managing passwords is stressful. Bitwarden makes it easy with options like biometric unlock, password sharing, and the ability to manage logins, identities, and payment info across platforms. It even supports passkeys and secure sharing, all with zero-knowledge encryption. Check it out at the link in the show notes or at bitwarden.com. My thanks to Bitwarden for sponsoring 9to5 Mac Daily. Running out today, Apple's current entry-level laptop is the $999 MacBook Air, but analyst Ming-Chi Kuo believes the company is aiming to launch an even more affordable model soon. Kuo says that Apple will launch production in late 2025 or early 2026 on a new MacBook model that is powered by the A18 Pro chip rather than an M-series processor. This is the same chip that's used in the iPhone 16 Pro lineup. Quo says it would feature the same 13-inch screen as the current MacBook Air, suggesting the chip might be the only spec where customers would notice a difference. Quo says Apple is targeting production in the 5 to 7 million unit range for 2026, which would represent a significant portion of the overall Mac laptop shipments. This would suggest a pretty dramatic price point to attract such a high volume of sales. While all Apple Silicon Macs to date have used the higher-powered M-series chips, an iPhone chip is certainly powerful enough to capably run a mobile Mac desktop experience. In Geekbench testing, the A18 Pro chip only slightly trails behind the M4 chip found in the Mac Mini, and overall performance across the board easily rivals the original M1 chip from 2020, of which many people still use to this day with adequate performance characteristics. Quo also suggests that this MacBook could come with colorful casing options, including silver, pink, and yellow. We'd previously heard that Apple was considering a plastic MacBook of some sort, but that has never actually come to fruition. It could be that the plastic MacBook reemerges as this A18 Pro powered laptop, which would suggest a significant shift in Apple's Mac strategy, but we're still months, if not over a year, away from Apple announcing anything of this sort. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.